Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve, and God is still working miracles today. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Glass, and I thank you for joining me. I'm just going to obey the Lord, for the Spirit of the Lord would say, my beloved, I will lift that heaviness, yea, that oppression, that cloud of darkness that seems to surround you, I will lift it, and you will stand strong in me, says your God. You will praise me. You will remember that the warfare you are in is designed to discourage you and hold you back. But I have great things ahead for you, just as I have great things ahead for all of my people. And I desire that you arise in a confidence and an assurance that I am with you, and I won't leave you defenseless. I won't leave you at the prey of the enemy, but I will release my angels to fight and do warfare in your behalf, and you shall walk an upward path. You shall understand those things in the Word that you have not understood clearly, and I will open up your heart and your mind to receive greater instruction, greater knowledge of my Word, and with that will come a joy and a spiritual freedom that you have been desiring and seeking after. Faint not, beloved, I am with you, and the trials that you are going through, they shall pass. And just know that the walk of this life, the walk of my people, is beset with tribulation and trials, but you will rejoice because you will see me more and more give you the victory that you have desired, and you will no longer walk in defeat or seasons of defeat, but you will walk in a place of victory no matter what the trial may be, because you will have that assurance and confidence deep within your heart that I am with you and I bear my holy arm in your behalf. Rest in me, says your God, and watch me work, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, that does fill one with a sense of anticipation, doesn't it? He has wonderful things for us, and so often we're so caught up in the trials and the affairs and the burdens or just the routine of our daily lives, we fail to see God's interactions with us. We don't sometimes even observe His blessings. Just simple little things. And I believe God wants us more sensitive, more aware of how He is interacting in our lives. He's very, very involved. One of the things I've learned over the years is sometimes I'll just fuss at something and then I say, Lord, Holy Spirit, would you please give me the answer? Show me what to do. I'm getting much better at it, but it's so much easier if you ask Him at the very beginning. Praise God. Well, let's continue on in the message. I thought we were going to get this done this week, but it does not look like that. In Galatians, the first chapter, verses 10 through 12, the Apostle Paul states, do I seek to please men? On yesterday's broadcast, we were talking about men pleasers. For if I yet pleased men, I should not be the servant of Christ. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man, for I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. And that's the thing I think the Lord was speaking to us, that He wants us to receive a revelation of Him, of His presence with us, His interaction with us, and a greater understanding of the Word of God. as much as I've been in the Word over the decades, there's still many things that I know I don't grasp in fullness. I read it, I understand the words, what is being said, but the fullness of that revelation, I haven't experienced and walked in it yet. Because Paul, he experiences which when he went to heaven, and even his time with the Lord, that he said it's not lawful for man to share the things. You know, there were things God would not reveal to him, and that is true. You know, even to Daniel, he saw marvelous things in terms of the end times, but the vision is just sealed up. He said, go your way. Just be at peace. They will see, there's always an appointed time, and that's true even in our spiritual development. Do you know that? There are times God could show you something, and you maybe there's some teaching, and it kind of goes right over your head. It doesn't impact you. It's your spirit has to be prepared, and then it was like, oh, that's just what I needed. That's what I needed to hear. That's just the key I've been looking for. And so God constantly wants to delight us and to amaze us at what he's doing, to look for answers to prayer, not just, you know, physical, tangible ones, you know, like an increase in finances or a job or someone get, you know, a loved one getting saved, but just intangible things of how he's leading us. And because we tend not to be sensitive, even the most sensitive among us, beloved, we're not as sensitive as the Holy Spirit. He's far in advance of us. So we need that revelation of Jesus Christ. And not only are ministers under calling, under election to preach the Word of God, but you know what, beloved? You and every one of you, brother and sister, every child of God should have God's testimony of what they've done in their lives. Everybody can share what God has done. And we, as individuals, are supposed to be the revelation of Jesus Christ, that men would receive him and pass from death to life. We are living epistles. We are ambassadors for Christ. Sometimes we're the only Bible that people will ever read, possibly. And so what we say, what we do, our attitudes, even our expression can make a difference, because people will begin to notice. You know, that's when I first got around Christians, I knew that there was something different about them. You know, and sometimes the things we do can be the simplest little things. I've shared this before on the broadcast. Those 10 years I just walked in the world, I remember there was a time I was living in Ann Arbor. It was a lot like Berkeley, so I was missing home, quote, Berkeley, which is where I lived for many years. And it was a small, like, rooming house, and I think there were just maybe three girls at the most living there. And there was one gal, she was very sweet, very nice. She never witnessed to me, never said anything about Jesus. And it was probably obvious from my little living space that, you know, I was definitely into the hippie culture. But nonetheless, she gave me a Christmas card. All she wrote on it was, "The King is coming." You know, I don't even know what that meant. I didn't know Jesus was actually coming back, but it impacted me in a way I cannot put into words. I never, ever forgot that. When I see her in heaven, I'm going to let her know how much that Christmas card meant to me. Praise God. Even though I didn't understand. So, beloved, don't minimize your effect on people. If we try to please the world, beloved, that's not the way to win souls. I was talking to, you know, preachers trying to adopt the ways of the world to just bring in the, you know, make the services appealing, you know, dressing like the world. You know, if we please the world, if we're trying to please men, we will basically displease God. There's only one we need to please, and that's the Lord. We're not, servants of Christ, and there's only one other master. He's our master, he's our Lord, and there's only one other master, and you don't want to follow him. That's the devil. Now, the Word of God tells us in Romans, they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit do mind the things of the Spirit. You know, we can't straddle the fence. We can't live in both worlds. We have to make a decision. We were already dead in sin without Jesus, spiritually dead, and we have only one choice, and that is to choose Jesus Christ as Savior and pass from death to life. And if some of you are listening and you've really not, maybe you've never attended church and you just haven't tuned into the broadcast, you've never been, quote, what we call saved or had an experience with Christ, you wouldn't even know if it's real, if he's real. You know, the first prayer I ever prayed, I was high on drugs, I said, God, if you are real, make yourself real to me. That was it. And you know what? That was a prayer he answered. He took me up on that. Didn't take him long to proceed to show me that, yeah, he's definitely real and he's calling my name. Praise God. And so, if we are carnally minded, we're dead. But if we put on Christ and have his mind and are spiritually minded, we have, according to the scripture, life and peace. That's what's in our spirit, beloved. We can never let our spirit, our heart man, where the heart, you know, it's hard to define these theological terms, but it's that part of us which lives forever. The carnal mind is at an enmity against God. Our carnal minds simply aren't subject to God's law. In our old, regenerate, carnal mind and nature, we can never know the law of God. We don't even want it. That's why Paul said, Romans 8 and 9, but ye are not in the flesh, he's speaking to us now who've accepted Jesus, but in the Spirit. We are not, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. The people who have no faith, they are basically dead people. They may walk and talk, they may work beside you, but unless they have faith, they cannot please God. They're spiritually dead. Hebrews 11 and 6 tells us, without faith, it's impossible to please God. And scripture also tells us, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, beloved, he dwells in your spirit, they are the sons of God. There's something wrong when the church looks like, lives like, and acts like the sin-ridden world. Something's wrong. Something doesn't add up somewhere. We're supposed to have left unbelief and doubt and fear and sin and hate and malice, prejudice, back there in the grave with the old man. Praise God. Well, beloved, we will continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I thank you for joining me, and I just pray God's very best in your life. I invite you, if you're going through some, there's power in agreeing prayer. There's times I've just had to pray with someone. I've been praying about something, and with the power of agreement, there's power in strength. If two of you shall agree as touching anything on earth, isn't that what the scriptures say? Anyway, I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. If you email, I invite you to share your mailing address so I can personally respond to you. However, I will always pray and confirm receipt. I love you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,